When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, so Kelly, what is group therapy?
This is a safe place where you can come and discuss an issue you've been struggling with that maybe you can't necessarily talk to friends or family about, or you're looking for a more unbiased approach.
Yeah, all right. So, Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, thank you so much for allowing us to call you. Will you walk us through what you sent us?
Sure. Well, basically, I was sending a message in because I live in Indiana, mm-hmm. and really recently had a really wonderful friend of mine move in with me, and she's right now in between houses and just needed a place to stay for a few months before she moves into her new place.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Oh, thanks. Well, wasn't a big deal to me at first, but ever since she's moved in, she really wants to do everything with me. So we're eating together. We're watching TV. Mm-hmm. We started working out together, and weekend plans, she's making them with me. And when I make them, she's assuming she's included too. Weeknight plans are like that as well.
Wow, it's like your own little shadow.
Yeah. It's basically been, if you name it, she's doing it with me,
uh-huh.
wants to do it with me. And recently, I found myself just sneaking around just to get some alone time.
Oh.
And yeah. And I'm even doing this in my own house. So I'm slipping away and disappearing, and she doesn't always know where I am, and that's just so I can just take a breather.
Yeah. Are you a people person, or are you typically like, you like your solitude?
No. I'm very much a people person. This is just making me realize how much I'm used to having time to myself, especially when I'm at home.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of stuck right now. I'm just not sure what I should do. That's why I was asking for some help. I mean, as much as I love being around people and as much as I love my friends, I need time to decompress. And sometimes, frankly, I just like doing things alone.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you like her, so it's not like you want to hurt her feelings, right?
No. I don't want to hurt her feelings at all, but I need time to myself, and
okay.
I'm just not sure how to tell her, how to show it, what to do.
Yeah, all right. I think what you're doing is great. I think that, you know, offering her a place to stay is awesome. You know, obviously, there may be some ground rules that need to be established, but we've got some people texting in, so if you want to hang out for a little bit, maybe we can help you out of this.
Absolutely. No, any help is appreciated. I really want to thank everybody in advance.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's just a matter of talking to the roommate, but it's sometimes it's hard to get past what you say.
Well, yes, and it's how you say it, too. Kim said, tell her in a kind way how you feel. You mm-hmm. offered your home to her. Maybe she's trying to show her appreciation, I guess, by trying to be your new bestie.
Right.
Kristen said, I think if you tell her those things in a gentle way, she'll understand. But I understand the hesitation because I think, you know, she's putting herself, you know, in the other person's shoes and how that would feel to hear from someone, hey, I don't want to spend so much time with you. I mean, any way you try to say that, it's still going to sting a little.
And who knows, maybe the friend is all like, whew, yeah, I thought I was obligated to do that because you just seem so lonely or something,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, could be, yeah.
But yeah, all right. We'd love to hear from you, 502-571-9970. That's what group therapy is all about. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, group therapy. Kate has an issue with a roommate, and she's letting her stay at her place. But, you know, the roommate's all like, hey, bestie, let's do everything together. And Kate's all like, how do I tell her, like,
I need a little space.
I need just a little bit of space.
I need some me time. And a lot of people are saying, you know, if you're just honest, maybe she's doing that because she feels obligated because you're sharing your home. A lot of people mentioned that. Jesse said, speak up and say something to her. I'm glad you're here, but I need some time alone.
Yeah. And there are a lot of people who are suggesting, look, make it about you rather than her. Like, I just need to unwind. Nothing about you. It's me, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's what Tiffany said. She texted in, I would tell the roommate I had a long day today. I'm going to go do this by myself to decompress, make it less about the roommate being annoying and more about what she needs to relax.
Yeah, and like I said, maybe the roommate will be like, oh, okay, well,
okay, good.
I don't have to do this, okay, because I felt obligated to kind of do this because maybe she's never had a roommate before and doesn't know, like, okay, you have your life, I have my life, and, you know, maybe it's not like a marriage or something where you always have a date whenever you go somewhere, you know?
Now, I always assumed when I was a roommate, like, I didn't want to intrude too much. I didn't want to intrude too much on their life. So I did try to kind of do my own thing unless I was invited. I kind of, like, let them give me the cues about how much they wanted to be around.
All right. So we're, I think, all saying the same thing, so we don't really have to go much further with this. But, you know, just go talk to the roommate, make it about you, and you can be nice about it. You can tell her that you can set some boundaries. It'll be good, you know? And
yeah, or just kind of, you know, just start like going and doing things, making plans for yourself and just like making it pretty clear. I'm going to go do this. You know, have a great day. You know, we'll check in later.
Right, right. All right. If you want to comment, you always can at Ben and Kelly Show up there on Facebook. Group Therapy here on 99.7 DJX.